Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Ecclesiastes 3, in verse 6, we read, "There's a time to gain and a time to lose." This is the third in our series on navigating life's losses. And in particular today, how can we help our children navigate life's losses? Well, first, don't underestimate their capacity for grief. Children are often the forgotten grievers. Their pain is real and intense, so recognize and validate it. Second, don't avoid talking about the loss when they're present. Excluding them from adults in mourning denies them the opportunity for support and increased understanding of their loss. Include them in the family's collective grief experience. Third, encourage them to share their feelings about the loss. Teach them that being real is more important than being strong, and confirm that their feelings matter. Very young children have a limited understanding of the meaning, permanence, and irreversibility of death. They can only talk about it briefly and concretely. Older children understand its meaning and should be encouraged to talk about it. Fourth, make allowance for each child's personality. Our personality determines our grieving style. Introverted children may need their own space. Extroverted ones may need to be verbal and sociable. Dependent children may need strong adults around them. Independent ones can handle a lot on their own. And finally, communicate realistically with them. Adults can often use language that confuses children, like "your dad has gone home," or "fallen asleep," "passed away," or "gone to his rest." Speaking of death as the end of this physical life is biblical. It clarifies the significance of the loss and it allows children to ask questions that matter to them. Your children can handle loss and they can understand that everlasting life is God's great solution. And one day, as we read in John 14, we will join our loved ones in heaven. Navigating Life's Losses, Part 3. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.